This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Kyle Kopus and Jim Grigg joins us in studio. Jim, of course, is the president of the Central Virginia chapter of the American Institute of Architects. And Kyle, you are the curator of an exciting new project that we want folks to know about and to perhaps contribute to.
That's right. That's right, Coy. Thanks so much for having us here today. The exhibit we're putting together, we're calling Hidden in Plain Sight. This year marks the 150th anniversary of the National American Institute of Architects, and they're asking local chapters to mark the occasion in some way or another. And Jim developed the concept that we would present 150 buildings from the past 150 years in Central Virginia, to try and look at the work. When people say architecture around here, it's usually taken to mean something involving red bricks and white trim.
Yeah.
I hear there's a farmer up on a hilltop outside of town who fancied himself an architect.
We thought it would be fun to perhaps organize the exhibit around some major themes, things like sports and entertainment, for example, or transportation. Housing's obvious. Healthcare, education, those sorts of things. And if you go back, I guess you'd start in 1857 if you're going to make 150 years, and look at how architecture and buildings have responded to their time and their place. It could be pretty interesting to see what sports and entertainment architecture, for example, look like in 1900 versus 1930 versus 2007. We know what it looks like in 2007 with the JPJ Arena. And so if you think about all the aspects of sort of, you know, human existence, and you boil them down to five or six general themes, and you look at architecture as a way to see the history of time and place, it could be pretty interesting.
Yeah, that sounds great. Now, what are we looking at in terms of the nuts and bolts of this thing, the schedule, where folks can see it, when, all that kind of stuff?
The exhibit's going to open on Friday, April 6th at the Charlottesville Community Design Center downtown. And it will run for the month of April. And we're working on some dates and venues, hopefully for a follow-on in the Valley, because we are talking about Central Virginia, that which we're taking to mean for this to be Charlottesville, over to Stanton, Harrisonburg, and a little bit further afield.
And all of those
all
towns
the surrounding
and
counties.
Those counties are part of our
So this
our
is
chapter.
Not just a Charlottesville-Albemarle thing?
No, it's Central Virginia. Goes almost, well, doesn't go maybe all the way to Lexington and over to Harrisonburg. So we'll be looking at the architecture and the built environment in those places as well.
That's very cool. It's actually really, the first thing I think about when you talk about these themes is, you know, just to look at a hospital, for example. You go down to Lee Park downtown, and there's the old sanatorium, the old doctor's
right,
office,
right.
Looks just like an old red brick home. Compare that to the University Hospital, what, 1985?
Or compare that to what Martha Jefferson is getting ready to undertake on at Peter Jefferson Place
right,
on Pantops
right.
Mountain, and what that's going to look like, and what's happened with healthcare in our region as a result of that. One of the things we talked about that's fairly obvious is the whole idea of, let's say, with sports and entertainment in Charlottesville, you can easily see Mem Gym to University Hall to the new arena. And all three of those are facilities that were built for the college basketball team, among other things.
Right, right.
But so think about that. And then you're right. The hospital is another good example.
Other schools, civic buildings.
Yeah. It's in another sense, we may learn some things about how, while architecture is very permanent and buildings are built to last and great buildings endure, it may not be as permanent as people think. When you go to look at a specific site with an interesting building on it, you may find out that there were four others there even in 150 years.
Right, right.
You see?
We're talking with Kyle Kopus and Jim Grigg of the American Institute of Architects, the Central Virginia chapter. You know, we're talking about the sports complexes. You go back even further than Mem Gym. Madison Hall, which is now the office of the university president, was built as the YMCA.
Great point.
Right.
Great
and the
point.
Field behind it that's now called Mad Bowl was originally called the YMCA campus.
Sure.
And it
sure.
was athletic fields.
Right. Well, and Fairweather Hall is also a gymnasium
sure.
facility as well.
Right, right.
I think the thing that we hope people will take away from the exhibit is some notion that we live in a really rich and diverse built environment. And a lot of times we take it for granted because of the influence of Jefferson, both locally and nationally. And I think that it will be a great surprise and of great interest to sort of see the variety of ideas and styles and voices represented once we assemble these projects.
You know, and going forward, hopefully it'll the exhibit and the information that we pull together will become, I like to say, a nice keepsake for the community. I mean, this we're doing this to mark our 150th anniversary, but we hope it'll be a body of information that will kind of be a community asset and maybe something that it can even be built on as time goes on. I've been an architect in Central Virginia been in business for 23 years. And when I started working, for a firm, Johnson, Craven, and Gibson, which is still around in a different fashion than it was then. But the three guys that were the principals there were all in their 60s. And they were interesting people who did interesting things. And quite a bit of that perhaps is lost. And so to the extent that we can begin to document some of that, those things and others that have been done since then and even before they were around, I think it could be just a nice body of information to share in our community.
So we're looking at an exhibit on the Downtown Mall, the Design Center, in April. Might this evolve into a web presence? I could see this being a really nice website.
Yeah, we're exploring what pieces we can kind of spin off and support and provide this. Again, to reiterate Jim's point, this is very much about engaging the public discussion about architecture. The mission of the chapter is to enrich and enhance public awareness and understanding of the art and practice of architecture. So, you know, while you may not be able to tell a cornice from a pilaster, you still have a say and people's opinions and interests in these questions is very important. All you have to do is look at any reporting on BAR or supervisors committee meetings to see that is the case.
It is an ongoing discussion, and one of the greatest lessons of architecture I've always thought, and it will just be so prominent in this exhibit, obviously, is that history is not just written in books.
Correct.
It is written in stone and plaster and brick. And it is right before you. You walk through it every day.
The way we build, where we build, the values that the society has at a certain time and place are reflected in the things that end up getting built.
Now, Kyle, tell us how folks are listening who might have an idea for perhaps a building or a structure that should absolutely be included in this exhibit, or that they would like to suggest, hey, you know, I remember an old schoolhouse down in the southern part of the county, that you should have that on this list.
Quickest way for anyone to get a hold of me would be via email, Kyle, that's K-Y-L-E-C, as in Copus, @entelos.net. It's probably the easiest way to reach me.
Okay.
Just a short note, and we can start the conversation that way.
And let's have you back on the program as we get closer to the exhibit being launched and unveiled, so we can let folks know about it and
remind, jog their memory.
Yeah, we'll look forward to that.
Great.
Thank you.
Kyle Copus and Jim Grigg with the American Institute of Architects, celebrating 150 years with a new exhibit here in Central Virginia to premiere in April.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.